Well, last year, the Governor-General was at Bamana for the 75th anniversary of the Kokoda campaign. At Bamana, there were also visits by the Prime Minister and the opposition leader to commemorate this event. Yesterday's dawn service in Papua New Guinea was attended by our High Commissioner. The PNG Governor-General was a special guest. He laid a wreath along with other PNG ministers. Now, of course, we're proud to represent Australia at Anzac Day ceremonies all over the Pacific. There are many, many, many commemorations in the Pacific during and on and around our Anzac Day. As you can appreciate, we obviously have representatives and as much as we can. Now, of course, commemorations for Anzac Day in the Pacific are usually DFAT-led, and we, wherever possible, we try and have a good commemoration. It may be simple, but it, nevertheless, it is a commemoration. But I know, having travelled across the Pacific, that Anzac Day and respect for the contribution that we make and we have made and the New Zealanders have made alongside our Pacific friends is very important. And so, therefore, I appreciate Charlie's sentiment, but the reality is that Anzac Day is commemorated in many different places in the Pacific at various ceremonies.
And this year you were in Palau, which is not a usual place you associate with Anzac Day. So what was that like?
It was lovely. We had a very simple ceremony here, but nevertheless a ceremony which was attended, as I said, by the Vice President. But also, of course, we forget that often different parts of the Pacific also suffered as a consequence of war. And indeed, here during the Second World War, we also had the battle here of Palau, which was one of the battles here. Of course, Palau has a very interesting and a long history with occupation by various countries over the years.